Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 10th of November 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF stations. On 3.67 MHz, not known at the time of writing. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7, Juliet Golf Delta. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7, Alpha Lima Hotel. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7, Victor Kilo Tango. On DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7, Zulu Charlie Romeo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA and Network across the north and VK7 RTC in the south. Contest news. VHF UHF Microwave Springfield Day. The Spring VHF UHF Field Day is coming up on the 23rd and 24th of November. It is getting closer, so why not take some time and think about dusting off the VHF UHF gear and see who you can contact. There will be quite a number of fellow VK7s out and about in a few locations, and they would love to make a contact with you. But you don't have to go portable to participate. Logging is easy, as many of the logging programs will be aware of this contest and do all the point calculations. There will be activity on 6 metres all the way up to 3 centimetres. Why not look at building a new antenna for one of the VHF bands and see how far you can reach? There are sections for 8 hours, for 24 hours, single or multiple operator stations, so plenty of options. Hope to hear you on the bands. 73, Richard, VK7, Zulu, Bravo, X-Ray. WIA Conference Weekend 2020, Billeting and Keynotes. The organising committee of the WIA Conference Weekend 2020 is looking for expressions of interest from southern amateurs and families who would be prepared to billet people during the weekend of 8 to 10 May 2020. This is a great way to show Tasmanian hospitality for conference attendees and help reduce the cost of their visit. It is also a great way to meet people who you may only talk to on the radio. If you would like to express interest in billeting one or more people, then please email wiia2020conference@gmail.com. The WIA Annual Conference 2020 is being held in Hobart at the Best Western Hotel, and the theme is Antarctic Gateway. The weekend features many visits and tours of Antarctic-related locations and museums. The presentations on the Saturday afternoon are coming together with a great focus on Antarctica and radio and can be viewed on the WIA website. The Saturday night conference dinner usually features a keynote speaker, and we are interested if you have recently heard a speaker at an event or presentation who has talked about something related to Antarctica and or radio, and you think they would be entertaining and interesting for the conference attendees. Please email through your ideas to wiia2020conference@gmail.com. 73 Justin, VK7TW, on behalf of the organising committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman advises that he will deliver cards to clubs and or QTHs on an opportunity basis. Feedback from clubs as to which cards they can receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. If any of you can confirm he is listing silent key calls, or if you have a new call sign, please email him so that he can update his records. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest. Northwest Chat and Show bi-monthly meeting. VK7HSC Shirley's bi-monthly Northwest Chat and Show was held on Saturday, 2nd November, at the Penguin Sports Centre. We had a great presentation by Peter, VK7KPC, who travelled from Launceston and brought along a Klansman RT320HF manpack in working condition. Coverage was 2 to 30 MHz AM, CW and SSB, with an inbuilt tuner and 5 watts or 30 watts. The unit has a hand crank battery charger that can be connected between the battery and the radio to charge the battery. Peter was hoping we could do some QRP with the VK3s who were participating in the VK3 QRP by the Bay event being held on the day, but the rainy conditions kept us indoors. After a great insight into the radio's functions and capabilities and various vertical and dipole antennas and mast that came with the Klansman, Peter also showed us a QMAC HF90 50-watt HF radio, Australian-made, the world's smallest high-performance HF SSB transceiver that delivers 50 watts. Peter explained its features, and he had it set up with a tuner as a QRP radio in a case. Terry VK7 Juliet Alpha India gave us an insight into band frequency separation. Delicious afternoon tea was consumed while chatting about radio-related activities. VK7 BYL's handheld had an up-to-date frequency file uploaded to it, and Anne was giving away radio magazines she no longer needed. Although a winter's day outdoors, all who attended enjoyed the event. Thanks to Peter, VK7KPC, for taking the time to come along and bring his unique radios. Photos from the meeting can be viewed on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. Eric, VK7 Echo Victor. DATV Transmission Update. The DATV transmission in Ulverston is now 1280 by 720 high definition using a new professional high def encoder. The LCN is 100 with channel designation VK7AX Ulverston. The improvement in definition and clarity of the received signal is very impressive. Viewers need to ensure that the TV used or set-top box receiving the ATV transmission is fully compliant with DVB-T high-definition format, and if using a set-top box, utilize the HDMI output connection for maximum results. A suitable set-top box is the Strong SRT5434, which has been tested and works well. Noting that a patch to allow it to tune to the ATV frequency of 445.50 MHz needs to be downloaded from Strong. All transmissions, including regular weekly amateur radio broadcasts and the VK7 amateur radio news, now employ the new HD encoder. See you on DATV 73, Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray. NWTR and TVG, Notice of Meeting. Hello members, I'd like to remind you of the next meeting of our club to be held at the Ulverston Scout Hall at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th. This is the last for the year and the last for the decade. Oh, where is the time gone? I hope some of you can come, and as usual, your plate of afternoon tea is welcome, and I will supply tea and coffee. The rooms will be open until 6 p.m. if needed for conversation, socialising and afternoon tea, so be prepared to stay for a chat and a second cuppa, members and visitors alike. Please note that visitors are always welcome to come to our meeting. See you there, says Sherl, VK7 Hotel Sierra Charlie. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As mentioned last week, it is the month of November, and that means we are in the wind-down period in terms of major developments and activities in the hobby. So news items start to dry up considerably. Added to that, this broadcast goes to air a week too early to be able to give you a rundown on our November general meeting and barbecue, as that was held only yesterday and we needed to put this copy to bed on Friday evening. What that all means is that our humble reporters are forced to rely more heavily on repeat items, so apologies in advance if you have heard it all before. Some wheels do keep turning, however, so it is time to hand over to our president, Idris VK7ZIR, to give us a rundown of the technical session held last Wednesday, 6 November, and he reports, a relatively short item, as the weather was not great and numbers were down. Ross, VK7ALH, showed us his final piece of equipment in the Drake lineup. This was a Drake MN2000 antenna matching network, which had double-layer enclosure covers and silver-plated air-spaced coils. The air-spaced variable capacitors were huge and capable of handling 2 kilowatts. Again, a beautifully built piece of equipment from the 50s and 60s era. Trevor VK7TB wasn't in attendance this evening, so Ross kindly left it at the club rooms for him to see on Friday. Peter VK7PD and James VK7JAM were discussing future contests and field days for that matter. Peter VK7KPC was busy setting up an automated whisper receive station in the radio room using our Kenwood TS590 under computer control. During the next few days, the computer suffered from the dreaded blue screen of death and had to be reset. A newer computer will be installed with a UPS powering both radio and PC. Whisper paths that were recorded showed good propagation on 40 meters to both sides of the planet using the station vertical antenna. Future recordings will be set up using the G5RV horizontal. Colin VK7ZCF and Bernie VK7BR had quite an animated discussion on the safety aspects and procedures involved in the use of fall arrest systems when installing antennas on a roof. Idris VK7ZIR brought along an ignitron to show and tell. An ignitron is a type of gas-filled tube used as a controlled rectifier and dating from the 1930s. Ignitrons are closely related to mercury arc valves but differ in the way the arc is ignited. They function similarly to thyrotrons. A triggering pulse to the igniter electrode turns the device on, allowing a high current to flow between the cathode and anode electrodes. After it is turned on, the current through the anode must be reduced to zero to restore the device to its non-conducting state. They are used to switch high currents in heavy industrial applications such as aluminium smelters and high-power welding machines. No birthdays on the horizon, so the sausage rolls could be consumed in their entirety. See you next week. 73, Idris, VK7ZIR. Thanks, Idris, and a good session again. Hopefully the weather will be better next week. Membership notice. Just a friendly reminder that your membership for 2019 expires on 31 December, but it is too soon to pay your renewal just yet. One of the agenda topics discussed at the November General Meeting was whether NTARC should review the yearly subscriptions. It has been 4 years since an increase took effect, and as members are aware, costs relating to the running of our club room and repeaters increase all the time. Again, I will be able to provide you with further information on the decision reached at the November meeting. Please note, the renewal notices will be sent out to all members soon. Until that happens, though, sorry, but you will not be able to jump the gun, so to speak, and pay early. Coming events, technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday, 13 November, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m., running through till 10:30 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in and catch up with fellow amateurs. Bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might be able to answer some from other attendees. That is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, is available for a small gold coin donation. Equine event. NTARC Safety Comms team has been asked to provide safety comms at the state championship being held at Sassafras from November 22 to 24. We will be providing base comms for checkpoints and RFID tracking at this event for the 160K, 95K, 42K and the 20K ride. The 160K ride commences at 00 hours, Saturday morning, so yep, it is a very early start and all-nighter for us. The 95K ride commences at 0500 AM, Saturday morning, followed by the 42K ride at 0800 hours and hotly on the heels of the 20K 0900 hours. Both the 160K and 95K rides have been classified as elevated rides. This means riders can retire at any leg after 80K or continue on to finish. The organisers of this event have recently brought it forward by 1 week, a decision which has a spiral on effect, with some of the comms team who had planned their availability for the original weekend now not being able to assist. So if you can spare some time during the Saturday, why not pop across to Smith and Others Road Sassafras and relieve some of the weary team? Our safety comms coordinator Norm would appreciate hearing from you. Norm can be contacted by email at safetycomms, all one word, .ntarc@gmail.com. or catch up with him at the coffee sessions. End of year Christmas break up function. This year we will be having our Christmas event on Wednesday 11 December. This would be our normal meeting night, but as usual for this time of year, we forego a meeting and party instead. This year we will be partying away, so to speak, as a venue has been booked. It will be held at the Commercial Hotel George Street, Launceston. Meet time, 6:30 for 7 PM. But for those workers, you can always arrive earlier and get comfortable before the happy crowd arrives. This is the venue at which we held our mid-year dinner, and those that attended really enjoyed it. So please note that diary. A list of attendees has already commenced, and that register can be found next to the club sign-in book. So if you have decided you will be attending, please note your name or names on that list. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 AM and running through till about noon or longer. Please remember that these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but currently we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston, or further afield for that matter, where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails, that is ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion in the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle. 73 Yvonne, VK7 FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Inc. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Reist 6-metre repeater replacement. Last Sunday saw the replacement of the VK7 RAD 6-metre domain repeater. The existing Philips 814 was removed from service by Damien VK7SD and replaced with a modified Unilab KL70. This was previously a mid-band unit that we converted down to 6 metres. Reports so far have shown a solid improvement. The repeater is accessible on 53.825 MHz with a negative 1 MHz input. No input tone is required, however the repeater will output a 141.3 Hz tone. Thanks to Alan, VK7KAJ, for the donation of the repeater, and to Hayden, VK7HH, for his assistance with the transmitter modifications. 73 Damien, VK7SD, Reist Repeater Coordinator. Sound Artists on the Air. Reist Sound Artists in Residence, Sisters Acoustomatica, are excited to let everyone know that they have been successful in receiving a narrowband FM broadcast license and will be on air on 97.1 MHz FM from the Moona Community Centre each Thursday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. between the dates of November 21 and December 14, with a special opening broadcast at 6 p.m. on the 21st of November. Philippa and Julia are very keen to hear from anyone who may be interested in being interviewed on air, and this can be on any subject. If you think you are able to be interviewed, email them at the highly appropriate email address, which can be found in the email edition of this broadcast, where more information can be found. And that came from Ben, VK7BEN. Reist Presentation Night Wrap-Up. Men's Health. For our November Reist presentation, we had the honour of GP Dr. Con O'Neill from General Practice Plus come and talk to us. In a very relaxed fashion, Dr. Con took us through many of the typical ailments we can expect in life as males and some of the early signs to look out for. Many other health aspects were also talked about, including general well-being and what young people experience growing up. And there was some good discussion surrounding the nutritional issues of foods we find today. Many thanks to Dr. Con for an excellent, enjoyable, lengthy presentation, taking many questions from the audience. The video of the talk is available on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Warren, VK7 Whiskey November, DATV Experimenters Night. We get back underway with the DATV Experimenters Nights this Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We have many interesting items lined up for the show, including Larry, VK7WLH, with Nano VNA updates, the 1296 Sunday QSO party going off, and possibly a spot welder demo or three. If you have a project you are working on, why not bring it along and show us what you are getting up to? We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DVT dongle that you can tune to 445.5 MHz and do a scan for a DVB-T signal and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. See you there. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Technical article. AA Radio Services Zetron to provide Antarctic consoles. Zetron's ACOM command and control system has been selected to provide communication solutions to and between Australia's research station in Antarctica. The contract for integrated radio console systems, equipment and support services was awarded to AA Radio Services, a Melbourne-based Zetron partner and reseller, following a competitive bid process. Australia operates three stations on the Antarctic continent, as well as a station on Macquarie Island, with responsibility for managing more than 3,300 assets. Due to the formidable challenges of working in such an extreme environment, maintaining reliable communications between Hobart and the research stations and between teams and facilities on the continent is absolutely vital. Needless to say, the geography and conditions make communications a challenge, said Chris Reed, Senior Business Developer Manager at AA Radio. From dangerous climate and terrain to space limitations, pre-existing heterogeneous technologies and connection issues ranging from audible interference to service coverage gaps and device malfunction due to severe conditions and treatment, this is one of the most difficult places in the world to maintain reliable communications. So closely understanding the priorities and unique challenges was key to putting together a winning solution. The Australian Antarctic Strategy, launched in 2016, committed Australia to implementing the result of a review of Antarctic Research Station infrastructure. Part of this was to beginning a renewal program to create a station network that is efficient, flexible, and suited to future needs, including replacing antiquated radio consoles. The AA radio contract entails a 12-position ACOM command and control system with consoles at the three Antarctic locations, the stations on Macquarie Island and the head office base in Tasmania. In addition, Zetron and AA Radio will provide implementation, configuration, training and ongoing support services to ensure the system is maintained, upgraded and scaled as needed to meet current and future needs. Quality and dependability, even in complex or extreme environments, and the ability to make disparate systems work together are all established hallmarks of Zetron, said Ranjan Bhagat, Vice President and General Manager of Zetron Australasia. Providing mission-critical and life-saving centralized communications now on all seven continents is a responsibility Zetron takes very seriously. At temperatures close to minus 50 degrees F, there is simply no margin for error. From Critical Comms. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group. Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC. Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the experimenters night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST Microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events Wyson South Saturday 16th and Sunday 17th November. Supports for Scouts Sir Ernest Clark Trophy, Oatlands. NTARC Equine Event Sassafras from November 22 to 24. VHF-UHF Spring Field Day, November 23 and 24. NWTR and TVG next meeting 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th. NTARC Christmas Event on Wednesday, 11 December. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI. Repeaters REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7FB, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA across the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Peter, VK7PD.